This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Female Health, Fitness, and Personal Development channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Gail Warrior, a dynamic business leader, nationally recognized speaker, entrepreneur, philanthropist, and mother. She is the founder and CEO of Warrior Elements, whose mission is to help busy women aspire to their own personal greatness, benefiting themselves, their families, and their contribution to the world. Gail, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
You're more than welcome, and thanks for taking out a moment out of your busy schedule to be with us. So to kick things off, what is Warrior Elements all about?
Well, you know, Warrior Elements is actually, there's two missions of the company. We're an athletic athleisure wear line where we have clothing that's designed to move around through the day and help busy women transition from work or to work out or to play with maybe just a change of accessories. But it's also a platform for helping women to empower living life the Warrior 360 way so that they can empower. We empower women to help them lead their best lives, or what we call finding their own inner warrior.
You mentioned Warrior 360 way. Tell us what the Warrior 360 way entails.
Well, Warrior 360 way is about finding balance in your life and creating a holistic approach to living. It's about being successful in your life while also being healthy and happy. So it centers around, there's six elements that are needed for living a balanced life. So those six elements are fitness, making sure that we're getting daily exercise in our lives just to maintain a healthy body and heart. Nutrition, and nutrition talks about eating nutrient-dense foods on a daily basis. Having healthy, happy relationships in your life, whether those are relationships at home or in the workplace. And then having a fulfilling and satisfying career. So when you wake up every morning, you can't wait to get your day started and doing what it is that you love to do. And then having a spiritual practice or taking out time for yourself, whether that's meditation or yoga or just getting off the busy life of the train every day and taking time to love on yourself. I think women don't take enough time to do that on a daily basis. And then lastly, how do you set yourself up for being successful by getting adequate rest and sleep every day? As busy women, oftentimes, we are running from pillar to post. We may wake up at 5, and we may not go to bed until 11, and we don't stop literally until our head hits the pillow. And so just how do we set ourselves up for a successful life by getting more rest in our lives?
Gail, tell us, what are some of the common mistakes that busy women make that you see when it comes to their health?
Oh, gosh. I don't know if we have enough time to talk about all of them, but I think, you know, as most women, and me being one of them, I think we try to do it all sometimes. Most really busy women, we try to do everything from our jobs to running the household or taking care of the kids to volunteering or charity work. And what that ends up doing is causing stress in our lives and stress in our bodies. And when we get home at the end of the day, if we've been running all day from pillar to post, we don't save any energy for ourselves. And so oftentimes, as I mentioned earlier, I think our sleep suffers because we're constantly trying to pull late nights, trying to get things done. We eat on the run if we stopped to eat at all. We skip workouts or just to try to run some errands, pick up the dry cleaning or get our son or daughter to that soccer practice or football practice. But in the end, you really have less energy when you treat your body that way. And you only have one body. And you end up feeling worse and not better. So I think it's really about finding balance. And it's about prioritizing what really matters for you, what's really important. And then scheduling real time each day to make sure that you can get all of those things accomplished. But don't beat yourself up when something on your list or your agenda doesn't happen. And it's really about being intentional about each day so that you are more in control of your day versus your day being in control of you.
Very helpful information today. We are with Gail Warrior, the founder and CEO of Warrior Elements, a luxury active lifestyle brand that empowers women to cultivate the warrior within, here on eHealth Radio's Female Health, Fitness, and Personal Development channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Gail, let's in particular talk about the issue of nutrition for busy women and how this can also impact them.
Oh, sure. So I think one of the really important things about nutrition is learning how to have balanced meals. Balanced meals that include, you know, leafy green, fresh fruits and vegetables every single day. Understanding that, you know, as a child, you know, my mom always said, you know, breakfast is the most important meal of the day. And it truly is the most important meal of the day. And so the bagel and the cream cheese, that's not really breakfast. That's not setting your day up for success. Making sure that you're having either a smoothie or some eggs or some yogurt, just fresh whole food, whole grains and fruits and vegetables is a way to start your day. The other thing I think is important is to make sure that you keep healthy, quick snack ideas throughout your day that will give you energy so that it doesn't weigh you down. And so when you don't do that, if you're not eating consistently throughout the day, then your blood sugar can suffer and your energy level will go down. And then also I think it's important to make sure that we stay hydrated. And hydrate it with the good old-fashioned H2O, good old-fashioned water. I think a lot of times people will go towards the Coke or the soda. And when you do that, you don't realize, just within the first hour of drinking a soda, within the first 10 minutes, you literally have about 10 teaspoons of sugar that is going to hit your system. And that, by the way, is 10 teaspoons of sugar is 100% of the recommended daily intake. So if you're just drinking one Coke, then you've already surpassed your sugar intake. And your blood sugar spikes causes your insulin to burst. Your liver responds by going into taking any sugar that it can take and turning it into fat. Your body ups up your dopamine production within about 45 minutes, and it stimulates the pleasure centers of the brain, which is, by the way, physically, it's the same way that heroin works, by the way. But after an hour, so, you know, your body's going through all of these major changes within 60 minutes, and you have that, you've heard the sugar rush that we have. But then once that sugar rush inside of you decides that it wants to die down, you start having the sugar crash. And when you have that crash, you become sluggish and irritable. And then that's not what's setting you up for being success in your life or just your daily regimen of healthy eating. I don't like to use the word diet. We prefer to use the word just, you know, eating, having a healthy lifestyle. But I think one of the important things in regards to nutrition for busy people is really about planning, meal planning. And that's something that we do at home every week. Sunday is our big grocery and meal planning day, and it saves you so much time because if you're waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning, if you're trying to get a workout in and then drop the kids off at school and you work all day and you pick the kids up or you have a networking event at night, the last thing that you want to think about when you get home is what am I going to prepare for food? If you have something already pre-prepared in your fridge, then the hardest thing you have to do is to come home and put it in the oven. And note I said oven and not microwave. And then warm it up and have a great meal every evening. And so, lastly, one of the other things that I think is important about meal planning, or really special about meal planning, is that it's an opportunity for where you can work on building those great relationships at home. And so our meal planning, we get everyone involved. So someone is cutting or chopping or stirring or peeling or cleaning. And it's a great way where we put away the technology and we're actually engaging in one another. And we're talking about the food that we're making, the spices that we're going to put into it, and we make it fun. And so I believe that the energy that you put into your food, love goes into the food. And so then that love goes inside of you. And then it just makes you feel so much better throughout the evening.
Certainly some great tips in all regards. Thanks for taking the time to relay that to us. Now, I see on your website that you feature different warrior women. What does it mean to be a warrior woman?
So a warrior woman is someone who really strives to make an impact or difference in the lives of others and truly strives to live the best version of herself each and every day. And sometimes that may be in a really big way, through a charitable cause or a community organized event. Or sometimes it's just in a much smaller way where they're really taking time with their own family or in their own work, the workplace, and they're really trying to cultivate living life the Warrior 360 way. So we look for women who've embraced one of the elements of Warrior 360 way. We show how that's impacted their life and those around her, and just the impact that it's having not only on her, but the community around her as well.
Well, Gail, I want to thank you for being with us and for lending all these helpful tips of advice and insight for all the lady listeners. I'm sure a lot of men can apply this as well. In conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip for the listeners tuning in today?
You know, I think for me and for other busy women that I coach, I think the saving grace for getting through each day really is planning. I talked about planning earlier, but if you want to set yourself up for success, so if you're an entrepreneur and you're running your own business or you're trying to win a contract, or if you have a goal that you're trying to reach, you understand that the only way that you can reach that goal is by planning. You're going to plan your presentation that you're going to give to your next potential client. You're going to plan, if you have children, you're going to plan what their activities are in advance, and you're going to talk to your significant other about who's going to do the drop-off and pick-up. And so we plan so many other aspects of our day, but I think if we also start planning our nutrition, and then other things that is important, then that really sets us up for success. I coach people to keep a journal by their bed so that either before they go to sleep or the first thing in the morning, if they have things that's keeping them from getting rest, they can write those thoughts down and those feelings and the notion of gratitude. And that also gives them the time to plan out their activities for the day and how to prioritize those things. But at the end of the day, I think as women, we have to also grant ourselves forgiveness of each day of the to-dos that maybe didn't happen. And that's just the beginning of finding balance, and that to also give gratitude daily for everything big or small that we did accomplish every day and replace that negative self-talk that we can give ourselves sometimes to more positive daily affirmations.
Gail, where can folks find out more about Warrior Elements and shop around?
So if you want to find out more about Warrior Elements, you can go to our website at www.warrior-elements.com. You can also go to our other website, which focuses more on the Warrior 360 Way platform, and that is www.gailwarrior.com.
Gail, we certainly do thank you for your time and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio, and certainly wish you all the best.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
We have been speaking with Gail Warrior, the founder and CEO of Warrior Elements, a luxury active lifestyle brand that empowers women to cultivate the warrior within. And for more information, simply visit warrior-elements.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Female Health, Fitness, and Personal Development channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.